5 days after a miracle comeback took down a ranked foe, the UNC football team was in the mood for an encore in the Steel City. After trailing 23-7 in the second quarter to number 21 Pittsburgh, the Carolina defense completely locked down senior quarterback Kenny Pickett and the Panthers, allowing Sam Howell and the offense to methodically chip away at the deficit. Antoine Green's second touchdown catch of the night got the Tar Heels a little bit closer in the third quarter, and a touchdown run from Howell sliced the lead to 23-20 with 5:34 remaining in the game. The defense continued to shine on the next possession, with linebacker Jeremiah Gimmel picking off Pickett to set up Carolina with outstanding field position. The Tar Heels quickly drove the ball to Pitt's 2-yard line as the clock ticked under 2 minutes, but miscues and penalties stalled the drive in its tracks. UNC was forced to kick a game-tying field goal, and the game went to overtime. The Panthers scored a touchdown on their first overtime possession, and the skies promptly opened up to greet the Carolina offense. In a pouring rain, Howell and the Tar Heels only went backward, failing to convert a 4th-and-11 to fall to the Panthers in heartbreaking fashion, 30-23. Head coach Mack Brown said after the game his team left it all out on the field.
Proud of the effort of the kids overall. We put ourselves in a position to win in the fourth quarter and just didn't get it done. Second half, we played as good defense as we've played all year and had our chances, but the defense gave us a chance. The offense was awful the first half, as bad as I've ever seen.
It's hard to imagine Carolina getting off to a worse start than they did to begin the game. Pittsburgh put up 17 points in the first 15 minutes, while UNC's offense was stuck in reverse, managing only 12 yards of offense and one first down in the first quarter. Despite the deficit, Gimmel said the team wasn't fazed.
Being with the guys on this team, playing ball with them for so long, like being down 17-0 in the first quarter, I mean, nobody bats an eye. I mean, guys are ready to continue to fight, and I think, I mean, you saw that with our guys. I mean, you fought to the very end.
Several Pittsburgh errors allowed the Tar Heels to hang around, but it was Carolina's mistakes which loomed large. A false start on lineman Joshua Izudu pushed the ball back 5 yards on second and goal during UNC's final possession in regulation. Carolina couldn't score a touchdown and settled for the field goal on 4th-and-3, a decision which Brown said he regretted afterward.
I should have gone for the 4th-and-2 at the end, 4th-and-3, because the way it ended up, the rain was really hard and put us in an awful position in overtime. You're on the road. The reason I didn't do it, I got talked out of it, but also we hadn't made 4th down and 3 or 4 or 2. But I still, looking back, I would have been better off going for the 4th down at that point.
Carolina now sits at 5-5, needing one more win to secure bowl eligibility for the 3rd straight season. As a silver lining, Brown noted the team has markedly improved from August, but still couldn't shake off the disappointment of another winnable game gone by the wayside.
Tonight, they sure didn't quit, even though the offense weren't playing well. They played hard. Playing 3 ranked teams in 13 days, 2 of them on the road, had a chance to win all 3 games. Is disappointing that we only won one.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.